Sheer number 10. Woo. Look at that. 10.
10 spheres.
Everybody knows 10 spheres. There you go. It is in the middle of Spheres of Omer, after all. But everyone talks about the spheres. So here we are. We're up to Sheer number 10. And everybody knows that the godless and the incredible power of Shem Rei Chai, that he was Masig, that birds would fly over him and get burnt up in a flame. Unbelievable kochos. Mamish, the forerunner of all of these superpowers that people, you know, imagine. Unbelievable stuff. It came from years of putting his mind into Torah Shebaalpeh, into Torah Shebaksav. Reb Shimon is throughout all of Shas. It's unbelievable. And let's get involved. Let's follow the path of Reb Shimon all the way to the Yeshiva Shel Mala. Before me. Okay, let's go. Here we go. Zakt the Sugya. We had a discussion, a kasha of Tosfos on Rashi. We want to understand. Rashi says Bidika is Shelo Yavra Olav Bibal Yorab Al Yimatze. And yesterday we discussed the Gishmak Mahalach to answer this from the Cheshek Shleima. Reb Shleima Kluger, he said, unbelievable Torah. What did Reb Shleima Kluger say? Cheshek Shleima, it's in the back of the Gemara. What did he say? He said a beautiful insight. He said, we learned a Chakira. He doesn't quote this part, but we added in the Shulchan Aruch Rav, Chassam Sofer, the Yehuda, the Pavarsky. We learned in the Tosfos, Gevaldik HaTorah, that there's a Din D'Rabbanan. You need to do Bedika. Why? Because of a Gzeira Shem Yavalachlo. When Chazal set up that Din D'Rabbanan, when we were concerned that we're afraid you're going to end up eating the Chametz, how did they Shtelavek the Gzeira? How did they set it up? All of these achronim that I just mentioned, they explain that the way it was set up was that they said, Balyura Balyimatze continues even after Bittul until you do Bedika, until you do searching your house and destroying the Chametz. So the Balyura Balyimatze is continuing even after Bittul, but it's Durabana. Zak the Cheshek Shleime. That's what Rashi means. When Rashi says, Baitkin, Shliyavalo Balyura Balyimatze, he means the Dindarabonan of Balyura Balyimatze. Such a beautiful teretz. So gishmak. His pasuk is dripping with gishmak. But we know that there's a very famous ran in our sugya. Why is there such a famous ran in our sugya? Why is there such an arichos of ran in our sugya? Why didn't the Ran just simply say this gorgeous Cheshek Shlomo? And it's not only Ran. Tosfos asks the Kasha on Rashi. Isn't that an even bigger question mark? The Cheshek Shlomo is taking Tosfos' Vart and he's saying that's exactly what Rashi meant the whole time. No Kasha in the first place. You, Tosfos, you're asking Kasha on Rashi, and then you're arguing on him. I have news for you. Rashi is saying exactly what you are saying. There's no machlokas here. That's the Cheshek Shlomo's pshat. Isn't that a little bit of an aura? Isn't that strange? Why did Tosfos make a whole big deal about arguing on Rashi if Betzem... Rashi could simply be explained as saying the exact same thing as Tosfos. Very strange. Right? It's a difficulty. Clearly, Rashi, it's not so simple. Clearly, Tosfos and the Ran, and it's not just Tosfos and the Ran, it's also the Ritva, and Rabbeinu David, and the Maram Chalava, and many Mefarshim, clearly, they learned Rashi, and they said, Rashi just doesn't, he doesn't sound like he's saying the Cheshek Shlomo. What do you guys time? Do you think that that makes sense? Or do you think that the Cheshek Shlomo is the obvious, straightforward shot of Rashi? What do you time?
I just don't understand why what Cheshek Shlomo said is what Rashi said. I don't get how it's connected.
Cheshek Shlomo said that when Rashi says Balyura Balyimatze, Shalom Balyura Balyimatze, he means you shouldn't be over Balyura Balyimatze, Dirabanan. Just like Tosfos, you shouldn't be over Balyura Balyimatze, Dirabanan. It's a takana Chazal made that there's a new idea of Balyura Balyimatze, Dirabanan to ensure that a person won't end up eating chametz accidentally on Pesach. That's what Rashi means. That you shouldn't be over by the Rabbi Levan, say, Durabanon. That's what he means. What do you tell him?
For his perspective, if you hold up the second side of the Chakira, then
it could work.
It's very push pshat.
100%, it could work, for sure, I agree. It's kishmak, it's so... When you first hear this, you're like, wow, that's awesome. What a pshat in Rashi. Wow. How come I didn't think of that? That was so good. Right?
You didn't know the Chakira.
Is he saying that it's a Durabanon by Rabbi Rotsay because that could lead up to a Chila?
He's saying that's why there's a Durabanon. If you leave chametz in your house, you might end up eating it. So Chazal came along and made a derabanan. Bali Rabbi Limatze, get it out of your house.
Definitely not the most
pashup shop. Why is it not the most
pashup shop? Because Rashi's answering a question. The question he's answering, he doesn't write his question, but never his question. His question he's answering is, why do we have a dika?
Yeah.
Would the best answer to that be, so you're not over Bali Rabbi Limatze, even according to the Cheshek Shlomo? Probably not. Probably the best answer would be to prevent achila. That's the real reason we're doing it. The Bari Rabbi Matzah is just the function of how we do it. That you will be over Bari Rabbi Matzah because of Bedika, but that's not why. The question is, why do we do Bedika?
I hear what you're saying. You're saying that they could have emphasized, Rashi could have emphasized a little more the motivation behind this takana. It's not so terrible that Rashi picks out the Avera Durabanan, right?
It's a terrible.
Yeah, not so bad.
I'm saying
we can say it's included, no? Lamaisa Rishonim learned, the Mefarshim learned Rashi, that he's not saying this. How did they learn Rashi? How did they learn Rashi? They learned he's not saying Bali Rabbali Matsi Durabanan. Why not?
Including Tosus in this question?
What?
Including Tosus' question?
Say again?
Including Tosos' question,
yes. I want to say something, which just sounds too simple, but I think this is really the Pashup Shat. Before yesterday, did anybody here ever hear of Bali Rabbi Limatze Durabanan? Ever in your life?
2 days ago.
Okay, say it. You know what I mean? Right? Until we learned this Chakira from Abdav Pavarsky, until we heard this Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Chassam Sofer, Rav Yehuda, did anybody ever hear of a concept Bali Rabbi Limatze Durabanan? Ever? Never! Nobody ever heard of such a thing. If somebody talks to you and says, oh yeah, you gotta watch out, Bali Rabbi Limatze, what do you think they're talking about?
The
Pasuk, Bali Rabbi Limatze. It's a Pasuk, Bali Rabbi Limatze, right? The Raisa. So, Im Kain, just very Pasha Pashat, Mamish Pasha Pashat. If the Mishnah says Bodkin, you need to do Bedika. And Rashi tells you, you know why you need to do Bedika? So that you're not going to be over Balura Balimate. What does that imply? How do you learn up that Rashi? You learn up that Rashi that he's talking about a brand new idea that nobody ever heard of or dreamed of, and it's called Balura Balimate Durabanan? Is that what Rashi means? Or is he just referring to the straight up Pasuk that says Balura Balimate? What do you think?
Pasuk.
Pasuk Chad is in front of the Pasuk, right? Isn't that a Pashup Shad? If Rashi was teaching you that the Vart of Bedika is not to be over Bali Rabbi Limatze Durabanan, which is a newfound creation, so Lachaira, he should tell us a little bit about this new creation, Bali Rabbi Limatze Durabanan, which nobody ever heard of. No? It's a Shtikala Ara, Pashup Shad in Rashi. So I think that's probably a little bit of the motivation behind why all of these Rishonim did not explain Rashi like the Cheshek Shlomo. Cheshek Shlomo is great. It's Gishmak. I love it. Don't get me wrong. But is it Pashup Shana Rashi? I don't think so. So let's get into the Rishonim over here and understand how are they explaining the Pashup Shat in Rashi. Okay? Rashi clearly is talking about the Bali Rabbi Limatze, the Doraisa Bali Rabbi Limatze did. And in Cain, so then we come to the Kasha, the Mefarshim's Kasha. Why do you need to do Bedika? What about Bittel? Right? Bittel Lachaira is going to solve Bali Rabbi Limatze Doraisa. And not only that, but you need to do Bittel, even after Bedika. So what's the point of the Takana, the Rabbanan of Bedika? Right? That was Tosus Kasha. Okay? So let's see the Ran a little bit inside. The first point, which I want to bring up in this Ran, in Dapei Arif over here, the Ran in the Chidushim and the Ran in Dapei Arif are a little bit different from each other. We're going to focus a little bit on the Ran Dapei Arif over here. It's a very famous Ran. It's a Geshmak Ran. There's a lot to discuss in it. And it's basically discussing two points, Bedika and Bittel. We're going to talk about first the Bedika part, and then Bli Neder, hopefully, we'll also have a chance to talk about the Bittel part. But first in the Bedika part, let's point out a Diuk in the Kasha on Rashi. Okay, did you guys pick up on this? In 1-1 on the Maamar Makomos, did anybody answer yes? That there's a difference between the Tosfos and the Ran's Kasha?
Yeah,
let's hear Shlomo. What do you got?
The difference was that Tosfos specifically said that we should get rid of Bedika altogether.
Okay, good.
And Ran necessarily didn't say that. He didn't say that.
He didn't say that? You're saying when the Ran ends off, Ubebita Lechudei Sagi, he doesn't mean get rid of Bedika altogether?
Doesn't necessarily, I'm saying from the tarot, doesn't necessarily mean that.
What?
You could also just say that Bittel is good enough by itself.
Right.
That it can work by itself doesn't necessarily mean that. I don't know, it's the extra words that he.
Okay, I hear what you're saying. I like it. What are you saying, Joseph?
Just reiterating his question. It's the same thing.
Same thing. Did anybody say that it's different besides for Shlomo?
We kind of
were both on the same page.
Okay.
Chetzi and Shlomo said.
Chetzi. I hear Daniel also a little bit arguing on Shlomo over there, asking Kashis. Okay, I want to speak out a different diuk for a second. Okay, let's point it out for a second. Bedika, Rashi is telling us, gets rid of Bali Rabba Yimatze, correct? Good. Now, what are we saying? What's Tosfos Kasha? That maybe Bittel also gets rid of Bali Rabba Yimatze, right? So, what should the Kasha be? Why do you need to do Bedika? Bittel is good enough, right? That's the Kasha. When we learn a Tosfos, look at Tosfos Beis Amud Aleph. Does he speak that out? Is that how he speaks out the Kasha? Does he say, why do you need Bedika? Bittel is good enough? Is that what he says? Let's read it. What does he say? Because Shalari, Kimin, it's Tzarech Bittel, Kidomar, Begumar, Abaydik, Tzarech Sheyevatel. First he quotes the Gemara that says, Abaydik, Tzarech Sheyevatel. He doesn't start off by quoting Midoraisa Bittel Baal Masagi. Tosfos brings up that Gemara Bittel Midoraisa Baal Masagi, but he brings it up second. In the Ran's quote of the Tosfos, he brings up that Gemara first. Look how he reads it. V'ikshu b'tosfos l'kayim alon midraisa bittel ba'al masagi. K'disa b'gemara. First he quotes the Gemara bittel ba'al masagi. Tosfos quotes first habodek tzarech sheyevatel. Then he quotes bittel ba'al masagi. The Ran quotes first bittel ba'al masagi, and then he quotes v'soif soif lo sagi below bittel k'ramina habodek tzarech sheyevatel. Right? So he changes the order of the Gemaras. Now, you might say, all right, nice pickup, but is there any relevance to that? Is that significant?
Yes.
Yes. Why is it significant? And I'll explain. Okay? The word is like this. Bedika is going to get rid of Bali Rabba Limate, Rashi tells us. Bedika gets rid of Bali Rabba Limate. Tosis is saying that there's a Gemara that tells Bittel gets rid of Bali Rabba Limate. Right? Bali Rabba Limate. So now, right there, you already have a question. You already have a question right there. If Bittel could get rid of Bali Rabba Limate, so then why am I being boydik to get rid of Bali Rabba Limate? I could just as well do Bittel. Does it mean that I shouldn't do Bedika? Does it mean that Bedika shouldn't exist? Does it mean that you should never have a halacha Bedika? No, it doesn't mean that. But it means that Bittel could be just as well a valid option. You have Bedika, but why do I need to do Bedika to get rid of Bali Rabba Limate? I could also do Bittel. I have one, I have two. I could do either one, right? That's one question. But now there's a different question. Haboidik tzorach sheyevatel. If you're doing bedika, it's not good enough. You need to do bittel also. Whoa. You're telling me that if I do bedika, it's not good enough? So then why do I need to do bedika at all? Yeah? It's a different question.
Is it in the Ran?
in the Ran. The Ran is setting it up as two steps. Step number one, Bidika works. Midoraisa to get rid of Bali Rai Bali Matze. But Bittul also works. Midoraisa to get rid of Bali Rai Bali Matze. Right? I could do this one, I could do that one. So why would the Mishnah say Davka Botkin as opposed to Bittul? It could be this way or that way. It's a choice. Let me choose, chicken or steak. No, whichever one you want. Question number two. Soif, soif, you see those words in the Ran? Soif, soif, which means, at the end of the day, lo sagi below Bittul. You're going to need to do Bittul anyway. So if that's true, so now that the question takes on another dimension. It's not just simply, you have a choice, this one or that one. Don't make me choose Bittul. Bidika, I could just as well choose Bittul. It's more. Habaydik tzorach shiyivatul. Bidika by itself is not good enough. Bidbittul l'chudei sagi. Bittul by itself is good enough. So now the question is not just simply, let me choose, but the question is, Bidika should be a goner. There should be no Bidika at all.
Now, Ron, this is the Tosfos.
This is my explanation of the two-step kasha in the Ron. In Tosfos, he doesn't go with this approach. He starts off with Habaydik Tzarech Sheivatal. And then he brings the other Gemara of Bittul Baal Masagi to show that Bittul by itself works. Why? Because Tosfos doesn't start off with his first level that Bidika by itself is a valid option. You have Bidika, you have Bittul. Choose which one or the other. That was the Ran's first kasha. The Ran's first kasha. You could do Bittul, you could do Bidika. Let me choose. Question. Both of them worked Araisa. Question. Let me choose. Question number two. Bidika anyway is not even going to help. You need to do Bittul anyway. So forget about letting me choose. Bidika has no place. Bidika has no place, Bichlal. It doesn't work. You're going to have to do Bittul anyway. That's the Ran setup. The Tosfos skips the first step. He goes straight to the second step and he says, look, I don't even know if Bidika is really on the same level as Bittul. I don't even know if it's a valid option, Bichlal, to discuss. You could choose Bidika or Bittul. I'm not getting involved in that. The Ran talks about that. Our Tosfos doesn't talk about that. Our Tosfos just skips to the second point. He says, there's no reason for Chazal to institute Bidika in the first place, because it's not getting you anywhere. You're going to need to do Bittul anyway, and Bittul solves the entire issue. So there's no reason for Bidika Bichlal. The whole thing is a waste. That's Tosfos kasha. It's a different setup. The setup in the Ran is a two-step kasha. And the setup in the Ran is already an introduction to the Teretz. Right? How so? How does the setup in the Ran introduce the Teretz?
So,
because what is the Teretz? What's the Teretz the Ran gives? That what? That Bidika really works. Midoraisa. Tosfos was saying, you Rashi, why did Chazal make a takana of Bidika? It doesn't help. Zog the Ran. Bidika, it's not a takana of Chazal. Bidika could work Doraisa. Doraisa could work to avoid Bali Rai Bali Matze. That's the Teretz of the Ran. For Rashi, this idea that Bidika works Doraisa is already alluded to in the way I just explained the Kasha. Right? We see in the Kasha already that he's entertaining such a tzad that Bidika is a Doraisa possibility. But his question was, why Bidika when Bittul is also a valid option? So what's he answering to that Kasha? He's saying, you're right. You're right. Bittul, Bidika, both of them are valid options. But is Rashi wrong when Rashi writes, Botkin, is because Shlo Lav or Ola Bar Rabbi Limate, is Rashi wrong? Is that wrong? It's not wrong. You could say Bedika is to avoid Bali Rabbi Limate. It's a true statement. Is it the only way to avoid Bali Rabbi Limate? No. But Rashi never said it's the only way. Does Rashi say it's the only way? No. Zog Duran, what's Pshat in Rashi? Rashi's saying, Bedika, the Mishnah says Bedika, it works in order to avoid Bali Rabbi Limate. That's true. That's true. Aye, Tosfos Kasha. What's Tosfos Kasha? That you could do one or the other? Okay, you could do one or the other, but Bedika is going to help to avoid Bali Rabbi Limate. Number one. What about the other Kasha? Bodik Tzar Sheivatel? You're going to need to do Bittel anyway, so why do the Bedika? That, Zogdaran? Bittel after Bedika? That's a Dindu Rabbanan. Our Mishnah, what's our Mishnah talking about? Rabbanan, the Raisas. Our Mishnah talking about the Raisa. Mela Zogdaran, that is his opening explanation. We're going to explain a little more in a minute, but that's his introductory explanation of Rashi. Rashi learns Bedika is to avoid Bali Matze on a Doraisa level. It could work. Bittel could also work. Who's, I didn't say it can't. But Lamaisa, Bedika could work. It works.
And saying the
Bedika. You shouldn't be doing Bedika Bechlal because Bodik Tzar Shev Adel and Bittel is going to work? No. That's a Din Derabbanan. We're not talking about Derabbanan. Yeah, what are you saying?
I was just clarifying, saying the fact that it says Bedika needs Bittel is just saying that to run.
Right, exactly. Very good. Oh, see, I was machaving to you. Great. Okay? That is the introductory words of the Ran. Now, the Ran is a very lengthy piece because after starting off in this topic, he gets involved in a little bit more clarification. What does he say? He says like this. He says the topic of Bedika, the topic of Bittel, is something which there's a lot of confusion about, there's a lot of discussion about. I want to put everything on the table, make sure it's clear. And he opens up the sugya in such a beautiful way, it's so nice. He manish starts from the beginning, he tells us where does it come from, he tells us what it helps, where's the chshashis. Let's try to go through it in a very mesuradik way. He begins with this point. Where is the makar doraisa? We just said Bittel and Bedika is Dinim Doraisa. Where's the Makar Doraisa? Where's the Makar Doraisa? So he starts off in Machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos, and he quotes Rashi that says, that the Pasuk says, Bayom Rishon Tashbisu Sa'armi Batechen, it's one of the mitzvahs Doraisa of Chametz, which we spoke about already in the Chumash. Bayom Rishon Tashbisu Sa'armi Batechen. So Rashi says, what type of funny word is Tashbisu? What is Tashbisu? Why doesn't it say, Bayom Rishon Tisroifu, you should burn the chametz? It should say, Bayom Rishon Tashchisu, you should destroy the chametz. Sechalu, you should destroy, that's a lashon of Kloya, destroy. Why doesn't the Chumash say that? Zogt Rashi, Tashbisu. It uses this word, an interesting word, to tell you what? That you don't actually have to destroy. No, you don't actually have to destroy. Bebitol ba'al masagi. That's why the Torah uses that word, tashbisu. And the Targum actually is metargim the word tashbisu tevatlun. This word tashbisu, what does it mean literally? Good question. But the Torah Shebal Peh on this word is that it means bittol. It means bittol. Okay? And he brings the Rabbi Zeno at Tzarfati, which are the Bali HaTosvos, that learn it from the fact that it says, Lo yirah lecha se'ar. Lo yirah lecha se'ar. Means that it shouldn't be seen for you, meaning you have a shaykhis to it, you have an interest in it, but let's say you see se'ar, which is not lecha, which means nothing to you, the se'ar means nothing to you, so then it's okay. So Tosfos said, I see from here that if you're mevatalit belibcha, if you're mevatalit in a way that it means nothing to you, so then it's also good. It's no veira bali rabbi limate. That's the machlokas Rashi Tosfos in makar of bittel. Fine. So we see bittel has a makar doraisa. Bedika also has makar doraisa. Where does bedika come from doraisa? So here, it's part of what we skipped, but he says two rayas. One raya is the fact that the Gemara later on talks about la'ar haner, that bedika needs to be la'ar haner. The Gemara of Zayin Amud Beis, bedika needs to be la'ar haner, and the Gemara asks, how do we know that bedika needs to be la'ar haner? And the Gemara answers from psukim. It brings rayas from psukim that when you do chipus, when you do a search, it has to be with a ner. So we see from there that the fact that the Gemara is using psukim to prove this point that you need a ner, so that shows that it's a din d'oraisa. Okay, it's one makar. Another makar, because he says maybe the first makar is not so good. Another makar is that when we talk about biur chametz, so there's a sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that holds ein biur chametz ela b'sreifa. You have to burn it. How does Rabbi Yehuda know that? He learns it from Noisar. Noisar means leftover of kachim, leftover of karbanos, that wasn't consumed in the appropriate amount of time that you're supposed to eat it. So it's called Noisar, and the halacha is you have to burn it. It's a din d'oraisa. Noisar be'esh yisarif, or disreifu. So that's what the pasuk says. So Rabbi Yehuda has a limud from the pasuk of Noisar that has to be burned in a fire, to chametz has to be burned in a fire. Zog d'ran, a pasuk? Clearly, that means that it's d'oraisa. A limud from a pasuk clearly means it's d'oraisa. What's the kash on this? Kash on this, we're talking about beer. The pasuk's talking about beer. No, sir, it's beer. Beer chametz, is that the same thing as bedika? The answer is yes. Bedika is the first step of beer. And I'll prove it to you. What bracha do you make on bedika's chametz? Al biur chametz. Very good.
Yes.
Perfect timing. You don't say al bedikas chametz. You say al biur chametz. Bedika is the first step of biur. Memela zog d'ran. We see a makar in Rabbi Yehuda that biur chametz is doraisa. He learns it from Noisa, from a pasuk. Biur is doraisa. Bedika is doraisa. It's doraisa. Yeah.
Who did we come across that said that it's not the same thing?
What? Bedika and biur?
Yeah. That never happened.
In the Tshuvas Noda Biyuda, the Shoel asked him if the Shoel wanted to be Mechalik and say that they're two different things, but the Noda Biyuda argues on him vehemently and says no.
That's how we brought that up to explain something. Remember.
Okay. You get back to me. Al Kapanin, these are the two points that the Ran is using to show that it's Doraisa, okay? So now we've shown that Bior, Bittol, Bedika, all of it is Doraisa. Let's get back and explain two points which are still not completely addressed in the Ran. Two points. And that's the Hamshach of the Ran over here. That's what he's discussing in the Hamshach. Okay? Point number one, we'll ask it as a kasha. We'll ask these two points as a kasha. Point number one is, the Ran's telling us, bedika works midoraisa. It works. Very good. So, why do I need a derabanan? Why do I need a derabanan? What's wrong with the bedika? I guess really it's 3 points I want to say. Why do I need a derabanan of bittel? It works midoraisa, good. Why do I need anything more? You want to go the other way and say you might come to eat it, very good. Bittel, I understand. If I do bittel, I still need a derabanan of bedika. Why? Because I might come to eat it. I have the food sitting on my counter. I was mevatel it, but I might come to eat it. So I understand that derabanan after bittel, you have to do bedika. That I understand. But vice versa, that doesn't make sense. I'm doing bedika. I'm getting rid of it out of my house. Why should it only work the right side? I should still need a bittel? What's pshat in the Gemara? Baidik tzarek
shiyavatel.
What's pshat in the Gemara?
Top of a beam and then it'll fall down.
What?
You might have chametz top of a beam and it might fall down.
And?
And then you end up missing out. You didn't clear everything out.
You're saying I didn't find the chametz when I did my bedika, you mean?
Yes.
I might have chametz that I didn't find when I did my bedika and I find it later, right? That was the case. I find it later. And then what?
And they're like, oh, shoot. I want that. Guski
afe.
What?
You might come to eat it?
How is Bittel going to stop you from eating it?
How is Bittel going to stop you from eating it?
You might come to
Iver Bal Yerubal Yimatzeh. Oh, you might come to Iver Bal Yerubal Yimatzeh. But I don't understand. Does Bedika work to avoid Bal Yerubal Yimatzeh?
Yes.
So then how am I being over Bal Yerubal Yimatzeh?
Not.
So then why do I need bittul?
You don't.
But the Gemara says you do.
I'm on your side.
Yes. Right? This is a difficulty. It's
a Elias Das.
What in the world is the Ran talking about? Bidika works for Bali Rabbal Yamate. No, it doesn't. If it worked for Bali Rabbal Yamate, you wouldn't need to do bittul afterwards. It doesn't make sense. You don't need to do bittul after Bidika. It's a raya that Bidika does not work for Bali Rabbal Yamate.
Before it goes off?
What is the answer? The Gemara asks this kasha, right? And the Gemara says, Shemi Yimta Gluskiyofa. I'm asking, what is that answer? You might find Gluskiyofa and what?
Elias Das.
And eat it? So, I don't understand. How does Bittul prevent me from eating it, right? Shlomo's problem.
But then Bidika can't be.
Right, so what's going on? So the teretz is, the teretz to this question is a simple point. But in order to be able to appreciate the point, we have to realize that there's an incredible chiddush that's coming out of here. What we're saying is, I have chametz in my possession. I did bedika. I'm not over Bali or Bali Matze, even though I have chametz in my possession. The bedika that I do makes sure that I'm not over Bali or Bali Matze, even if it ends up that I have chametz in my possession. That's an incredible chiddush. What's the lumdus? What's the hesber of such a chiddush? How could it be, Taka, that I do bedika, and it ends up that I'm not over Bali Rabbal Yamatzei, even if I end up having chametz in my house that I didn't find? How could that be? What's pshat in that Gemara that says you need to do bittul afterwards? Aye, bedika helps for Bali Rabbal Yamatzei. You know what Rashi says over there? Rashi Lishitasei, what does he say? Rashi says, I'll find that little donut, shtickle Dunkin', and before I throw it away, before I destroy it, before I mevayer it, I hesitate. I say, wait a second, maybe I do want to eat this. I haven't had chametz in a few days. Ooh, it's difficult. It's Pesach, it's Karis, don't eat it. No. Okay, fine, get rid of it. In that interim moment, until I destroy it, I'll be over Bali Rabbali Matze. But if I destroy it right away, I won't be over Bali Rabbali Matze. Why not? I don't understand. I had the chametz in my house. I had the chametz in my house! Clearly, Rashi's telling us, Bedika works to make sure that I will not be over Bali Rabbal Yamatzei, even if it ends up that I had chametz in my house. That's an unbelievable idea. How does that work? Excellent question, Daniel. Right? That's the Shiloh.
Onus.
Why? What's going on?
More Bittul, because Bittul.
Right, Bittul should be better. Which brings us to our second Ha'ara. What's our second aura? Second aura is, you're telling me Bidika is good. You're telling me Bittul is good. I have two options in front of me. Bottom line, at the end of the day, you're right, I have two options. But just go for the Bittul. It's easier. It's faster. It's shorter. It's potentially more encompassing, depending on this Nikuda. Let's say I have food in my house that I didn't know about. I didn't find it. Maybe Bidika, it should run into being over in a Beir B'Shoigeg. I ended up having food in my house I didn't know about. If I did Bittul, I would avoid the whole issue. So why should I do Bidika when I could just simply do Bittul? These are the two points which need Hesber in the Ran. We'll speak out B'Kitzer what the Ran himself says. And then Bli Neder will have to be Masbir more. Nehemshech. We'll start with the second point because that part is shorter. Okay? The second point is that if I'm that in a chanami I could do Bidika to get rid of the Doraisa. But I could do Bittul also to get rid of the Doraisa. So why can't I just do Bittul? Just do Bittul. So one answer we already said. Because if I just do Bittul, maybe I'll find chametz and I might end up eating it. Rahman al-Atlan. Do Bidika to get rid of it. Do Bidika to get rid of it. Okay? Make sure that you don't end up finding chametz. That's number one. Now, is that a din dirabanan or a din d'oraisa?
Which part of it?
Oh, good. Excellent question. Speak out what you mean.
Are you asking if Bittul's d'oraisa and Bidika's d'oraisa, or the fact that you need both is d'oraisa?
The bedika that I'm doing because we don't want you to only do bittel. We don't want bittel because Shem Yavalachlo. So is the bedika that I'm doing, is that a din d'oraisa?
No.
Say again, what's the question?
I don't know.
The bedika that I'm doing.
What's
the case? What do we say? We said that if I do bittel,
yeah.
If I do bittel, then I won't be over Bali Rabbi Levante, right?
Yeah.
But so why don't we want to just rely on bittel? Because you may come to eat it, right? That's what everyone said. You may come to eat it. Shlomo is hungry. He wants to eat a donut.
Yeah.
Yeah, about it. Right? So you may come to eat it. So don't do bittel. Don't, what are we saying? Do bedika. Then you're not going to come to eat it. I'm asking a question. Is that din d'oraisa or din d'rabbanan?
That bedika is d'rabbanan.
That bedika is d'rabbanan?
You did bittel and then you scared you can eat, so you can't.
So what did Shragi say? D'rabbanan. Why? Because I did bittel first. Here, this is a crucial point to understand. I can still say that Rashi is saying bedika to prevent you from being over in Isser d'oraisa of Bali Rabba Lematzeh. How? I don't understand. We just said it's only because Shem Yavalachlo. Correct. There's two elements here. This is what I thought you were saying before. Two elements over here. One is, why do we choose bedika and not just have bittel? Why should I do bedika and not just bittel? That's a din d'rabbanan, Shem Yavalachlo. But if I do my bedika before my bittel, that bedika is a kiyum mitzvah d'oraisa. It's a din d'oraisa. It's preventing me from being over by the Rabbi Matzei d'oraisa, because I didn't yet do bittel. So it comes out that the Ran is telling us a d'rabbanan motivation, but he's not changing the pshat in Rashi. Yes, it's d'rabbanan do bedika, not just bittel, because of achshash shami avalachlo. But not that Rashi is saying bedika derabanan. No, Rashi is saying bedika d'oraisa. Because since the bedika is preceding bittel, bedika is preventing from being over d'oraisa. Yeah? You hear that point? And the same is true in the other nekuda, maybe even more powerfully. What's the other pshat of the Ran? Why are we doing bedika, not just bittel? Because maybe your bittel is not going to be with the leiv shalem. You have $100,000 inventory of schnapps. What are you going to be mevatel it just like that? It's afadara. What do you mean? Your business is going to shut down? No way. You don't do that bittel just like that. No way. Let's be honest. Let's be real. Zuck the Ran. It's dangerous. You got to do bedika. Do beer. Get rid of it because of that concern. It's not going to be a real bittel, and the prison is going to be over. So that even more so. Is a bedika is a din d'oraisa. It's preventing by the Rabbi Levante d'oraisa. Okay, so this is where how we understand we address one of the aras. Bittel, bedika, both of them are good options to avoid by the Rabbi Levante. Why am I doing bedika specifically? Why is it so important bedika, not just bittel? What's that? Because just bittel runs into its own problems. Al kopanim midrabanan they were chayshish. But the Ran is not changing the bedika to the rabbanan. The bedika and Rashi, it's still d'oraisa. But this is why we're doing the bedika and not just bittel. Fine.
Chashash d'rabbanan.
It's a chashash d'rabbanan.
We do it there.
Right, exactly. That's right. Very good. Beautiful. Okay? And the last nekuda, which we're going to get into Blineta next time, the last nekuda is why? Why is it that bedika could work? Lamaisa, I have chametz in my house. There's a bag of pretzels in my glove compartment. I do bedika and I didn't find it. It's clear from what we just discussed in the Ran that I'm not going to be over the Issur d'oraisa of Bali Rabba Levante. Why not? I have chametz in my possession. Did you guys see the answer to this question in the Ran already?
Did you do bittel?
No.
I didn't do bittel.
Did
you see the answer to this question in the Ran? I have chametz in my possession and I didn't find it. I did bedika and I did not find it. I'm not over Bali Rabba Levante. That's what the Ran is saying. That's what Rashi's saying. Bedika and beer works on a d'oraisa level to prevent me from being over d'oraisa. What does it mean? Let's clarify here. Let's speak it out. What does it mean to prevent me from being over Bali Rabba Levante? What does that mean? That means you could say one of the two's done. It means put in your effort, get rid of all the chametz that you have, and then that way you won't have any chametz, right? That's what it means. Shelo yaver al ba'al rabbi matzei. Get rid of all your chametz. But if you end up having chametz in your house, you're over in aveira, right? That's one side. The other side is no. Do bedika, and by doing bedika, I'm not over. Just because I did the bedika. Even if I end up with chametz in my house afterwards, I'm still not over. That's the second side of the chakira. Tutz dam the chakira. Which one do we think is more logical? The first side. That's what everyone's saying. The first side. Do bedika, why? To get rid of the chametz from my house. Get it out of the house. That's how I'm not going to be over. Bali Rabbi Limatze. But what is the Ram telling us? That's not what Rashi means. Rashi means that even if you end up being finding a gluski yofe, a gishmak, a koki, you're still not over Bali Rabbi Limatze. That's a plia. That's an incredible chiddush. We'll leave off with this kash, we'll leave it next time we'll talk about it.